It's time now for How You Built That. And today, our story starts in the cold northern waters of Juneau, Alaska.
We're surrounded by the ocean on one side, and then on the other side, we're surrounded by ice fields and huge mountains.
This is Leah Heifetz, and for years, she and her partner Matt would get into an aluminum skiff and go fishing out in the Pacific.
We'd be trolling for salmon, or maybe we'd be fishing for halibut, and the fish weren't biting that day. And rather than go home empty-handed, we would stop at a kelp bed.
A bed of bull kelp, to be exact. It's kind of twisty brown seaweed that sort of looks like a bullwhip.
So we'd fill up a 5-gallon bucket full of kelp and be able to bring some bounty home.
And Leah describes bull kelp as bounty because it is totally edible. Bite into it raw and it has a consistency of a bell pepper.
It's salty and crunchy and has a deep umami base flavor, or a savory base flavor, that makes everything in it taste more like itself. That's what umami does.
And it turns out bull kelp can also be pickled or cooked into salsa. So whenever Leah and Matt brought one of those 5-gallon buckets home,
we would call up some friends to grab some other ingredients. So we would sometimes make a green salsa that had tomatillos. We made a variety of other salsas that had tomatoes and onions along with the kelp.
And what Leah and Matt discovered a few years ago is that kelp was actually getting some attention among foodies.
So on a national scale, there's a lot of whispers in 2016 about kelp being the new kale.
Like other types of seaweed, kelp is full of nutrition, and it can be made into all kinds of things like pasta and jerky, even butter. So anyway, up in Juneau, Leah and Matt started to sell their bull kelp salsa and pickles at farmers markets, and people kind of took to it.
Selling it locally wasn't a huge jump. The consumers in Alaska, a lot of them are familiar with it as a food.
But Leah says as they slowly tried to expand their products south of Alaska, it was a tougher sell.
It has taken some more education and a lot of demoing so people have the opportunity to try it. And it makes sense to use salsa as kind of a gateway to get more people to eat kelp.
And I can report that some people on our team have tried the salsa, and they say it tastes pretty good, with just a slight aftertaste of the ocean. Anyway, soon after they launched, Leah and Matt won $40,000 in a startup competition and used that money to get their products into some regional grocery stores on the West Coast. But doing all of this from Juneau, Alaska, it's pretty tough.
We're not on the road system. We are surrounded by the ocean and mountains, and that requires some real innovation when it comes to logistics.
Which means when they want to get their salsa and pickles out of Juneau,
it usually involves a barge, sometimes a ferry, and then trucking once it hits the road system, or air freight. So that's been a pretty immense challenge.
But since they went into business 3 years ago, Leah, Matt, and their other partner have been able to steadily grow the business. They're now harvesting, canning, and cooking bull kelp full time. They sell it online and in about 150 stores. And guess what? Last year, they made $350,000 in revenue selling bull kelp.
Sometimes I think I'm sick of it, but once I crack one of those jars open and eat it, which is almost daily, it tastes so good. So, no, I'm not sick of kelp.
That's Leah Heifetz. She and her two partners, Matt and Max, are the founders of Barnacle Foods. If you want to find out more about the company or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.